This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heavily to get back on the air here. All right, time for us to overview the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. When I say we, I mean people associated with the DJV experience and Good Day. Rich McFadden is here, Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keeman is here. Doug Steffen is here. I'm going to review the stories, and then we're going to talk about them. Won't that be fun, boys and girls? There are a lot of things going on. Sports talk radio at number 10, pretty much, as is usually the case. Number 9, the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Man, do I want to dump on them because of people they don't put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see here. Mr. Assange and his internet restrictions. You want to do that, Jennifer? You like that, right?
Assange.
Yes, right? Did he... Was it almost time for him to go? Pamela Anderson was accused of trying to... this was the silliest story of the week.
It was the most bizarre story.
It was really bizarre, yeah. Right. All right, Richie, I don't know what you're doing to the control, but I can't hear anything that amounts to anything.
Give him a vegan meal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you hear me, Rich?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Really?
You sound fine.
You sound great.
All right. I can't hear anybody, really. So maybe you can fiddle there a little bit with something that makes it easier for me to hear. How's that? All right, meanwhile, the situation in the Philippines, or not necessarily the Philippines, but the fellow who runs, what's his name, Duterte?
Duterte, yeah.
Yes, yeah, he's trying to get cute with the Chinese, and so that's number 6 this week. The Russian military and the Middle East situation, both number 5 and number 4. The emails continue to be a focus of Mrs. Clinton's life. Should I call her Mrs. Clinton or Secretary Clinton? Which should I... I hear her refer
well,
to
if the polls are any indication, probably President Clinton. Yeah.
All right, let's see here.
There's
a scenario, though.
Jen, do you need to take another shower now?
Yeah, no.
There's another scenario that throws this thing. I've seen a couple of different models that would suggest that this thing could be, although Hillary Clinton, I think, is only 24 votes away, if the election goes the way the polls suggest it goes, she's only 24 votes away from having the total 272 now. But then there are other models that suggest neither one of them gets to 272, and that means the election gets thrown into the House of Representatives, and in that case, you know, I wonder how many Republicans in the House are so angry at Trump that they'd vote for Clinton. What do you think? I think that would be fascinating.
It's this Evan McMullen factor.
Yeah, now you've been talking a lot about him this week. Tell people who he is.
You know, he is a third-party candidate that just kind of popped in the last 3 months. And I heard him interviewed, and the guy was not a politician. Mm-hmm. Very intelligent. Very articulate. Hit me right in the bullseye on the issues.
Yep.
And I said, you know what? This guy's got my attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm still doing my homework, but I could very well pull the lever for this guy in Virginia. And he...
Is he on the ballot in Virginia?
He's on the ballot in Virginia, and he got on easily. He's only on the ballot in maybe half the states because he just started this 3 months ago. And I don't think his... I don't think he has any pretense that he is going to win, but I think he thinks that he might be able to do well in a couple of states and take some electoral votes, most likely from Trump, and throw this thing into a tailspin where it does go to the House. That's his hope.
But it won't. And no, but you know what? He's a total idiot, and I can't even... this is what's going on.
He's a spoiler for Trump.
But here's the deal. Why, if you're a Republican and you are not voting for the Republican candidate, then you're saying that you're okay with a President Clinton, which most Republicans are not. And this guy is only fast-tracking it for Trump, and he is a real threat in Utah, and don't be surprised when Mitt Romney comes out and says, oh, you got to vote for this guy, because they're both Mormon. Yeah. They both can get with the Mormon crowd in Utah. And they both want to see this spoiler. And I want to have them explain to me why the outcome of having a President Clinton is going to be better than the outcome of helping out a President Trump.
No matter what happens, you're likely going to have a President Clinton. So at least I'm going to vote my conscience.
Maybe he only started a few months ago because he just turned 40.
Yeah.
Would you have to be 40? 35.
40. Yeah.
So, 36, I think it is.
Yeah.
You watch that debacle of a debate, and then you listen to this guy talk, and you go, you know what? And if it were close, if Trump were even close, I might have a harder time, and I might have to vote my conscience, but... Hey, you know what?
It's just, this is what gets me about this election. I mean, I know we can talk about third-party candidates, and they are important, and we should address them. But this far into the game, you really do have two choices here. And I know that it hurts people's feelings and that it's sometimes not pretty. You have two choices. Well, maybe three. You have a Hillary Clinton choice, a Donald Trump choice, or just kind of throw away your vote choice. And,
You have Gary Johnson, right, technically on the ballot in every state?
Mm-hmm. He's not on in every state, but have him in most states.
Okay.
You're not throwing away your vote. You know what? I've decided I do want some kind of a movement. I do want...
Yep, time for a movement.
Least,
you're right.
If yes. not at the very least, I don't want the Republicans and the Democrats controlling the debates anymore, since they were the one who created the debate committee, and they get to say who gets to talk and who doesn't. At the very least, I want open... so that anybody who's on the ticket in so many states can get on that stage and debate.
But how would you ever do a debate that way? I mean, you saw what happened with the Republican primary, where you had almost 20 candidates up on stage and hardly any of them got into time. And some great candidates got dumped out early because of it.
Fed Hillary Clinton and...
Well, because that's the power. The power brokers...
We are force-fed our candidates.
...have decided, certainly in the Democratic side, that Hillary Clinton was going to be the person. Look at the way they rigged it all. They went after Bernie Sanders, that whole thing, and Trump, and that whatever that reality is, it didn't speak to the political chambers in the Republican Party who wanted to control the situation and couldn't. And this is going to happen to the Democrats, whether they realize they're hiding their head in the sand. If they think they can keep going down the road they went down this time, people are disgusted with what Hillary Clinton and her bunch, Donna Brazile, and those other phonies, Wasserman, Schultz, all of them, with the same motive. And it's just the people are wise to it. It's not going to. And that's why people will stay home this time. But as that group is going to stay home, the younger people get a little bit older, and they see what's happening with the lack of leadership. Then there'll be. I think you're going to see a lot of wholesale changes.
I agree with Rich on for the debate thing. Gary Johnson, I just Googled it. He is on the ballot on all 50 states. So
he should have been.
There is no way that he should not have been in that debate. Can you imagine how different those debates would have been and how much more tolerable without just the back and forth name calling?
If all of us agree with this, then why was it not...
Well, I agree that if a person, and look, maybe it shouldn't be 15%. Right now, the rules are if you have 15% of the vote, you get to be on the stage.
Well,
it has nothing to do with what party. Well, and that's the thing. Maybe we should lower that. But I think what we need to do is make sure that there is some sort of stipulation or some set of criteria. Because if you put everybody who wanted to get themselves on the ballot, if you look at your ballot, in multiple states, there are different candidates running. And there are a lot of them. And if we're going to talk about who has a serious choice here, we have to focus on the
I heard Evan McMullen talking about what it took for him to get on the ballot in Virginia. In Virginia, you have to have at least 5,000 signatures on a petition, and those signatures have to be equally signed across the jurisdictions in the state. So it's not like you can go to Arlington, Virginia, and get 5,000 signatures and get on. So that's a task. And to do that in 10, 12, 15, 20 states, that is a monumental task. Anybody who can do that should be up there on the stage.
15 past the hour. You're listening to it. Discussion of the talkers charts from the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang. It's Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, it's Victoria Keelan, and it's Doug Steffen with something else to think about. That is your health and well-being. The people who are, and actually every single person you're hearing on the air here, all on the same program using Super Beats, the superfood that makes you function so much better. And it is food. It is absolutely pure, 100% food, no additives. Nothing's in the Super Beats product except dried beets, powdered. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, drink it, and wow, what a change you feel. And all these people here, as I said, Richie, Jennifer, and Victoria, yeah, and all attest to what goes on when these dietary nitrates get into your system and open up the arteries to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It just wakes your body up. That's what you feel, Richie, isn't it? When you, and never mind that, the healthy blood pressure that goes along with it. That's really what most people
are
concerned about.
You know how when you have a massage and you can feel the blood actually going to areas that you couldn't before? That's kind of what it feels like to take Super Beats, especially when you're feeling kind of slow and lethargic, and you take it and then all of a sudden you feel like your body's kind of buzzing again. Like it's up and ready to.
And you don't need that caffeine. You don't have a caffeine crash.
You will love the boost in antioxidants. The fact that it's a superfood drink loaded with dietary nitrates, easy to take, doesn't taste like dirt, which is what a lot of this stuff, when I make my smoothies of some of this stuff that I put in there,
Especially the black cherry flavor. I mean, that one's, that's delicious.
I like the other one.
The football teams, a lot of athletes, doctors drink this food, Super Beats. 800, you're writing this number down?
You know when it's best before you get to the phone number?
Yeah, go ahead, Reggie.
At 8 o'clock at night when I go to Taekwondo and I've been working all day and doing stuff with the kids, making sure they get their homework afterwards, and at 8 o'clock I just do not feel like going to work out.
Nope.
I hit a shot of Super Beats and boom, I'm ready to go.
Opens up those microvessels to get the blood everywhere so you get much more out of your activity. That's what's good about this. Richie, hit the nail on the head. Call 800-6. You got anything else you want to add before I give the number?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. 800-655-4183. What a super way to take super good care of that super body of yours. Super life experiences start with Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get to Kohl's Friday through Sunday and take an extra 15% off your entire purchase when you spend under $100, or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. That's on top of 40 to 50% off outerwear for the family, a Ninja coffee bar for $159.99, and $8.99 Sonoma Quick Dry Towels. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/14 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Now, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, going through our ideas, comments on the charts, the issues that are on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. We've been talking, as one might expect, about the presidential race. There is a big focus on voter fraud this week. Tampering at the polls. The issue comes up on the people who are running, whether it's your town clerk or city clerk. There are people hired to run these election machines, if you will. And it escapes me every time that we hear these stories, not about voter fraud, but just the incompetence of people. And there always are lines and confusion. I mean, what the hell else do these people do who are paid to make sure that we have a good, clean election? What do they do the rest of their time for the rest of the year? Their job is to make sure everything functions well. And we all hear time after time after time of these things, whether they're fraudulent on purpose or this...
Or the machines are down or whatever. Yeah, I know.
It's, right.
So, I don't know how we haven't gotten this right yet. I mean,
it's too big. There's too many people. It's just, how do you manage something that huge?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how big that is.
Then is there going to be, should we just assume that there will be voter fraud, that people will tamper with the results? And then
unintended mistakes? I think we should assume that. But fraud?
Well, is there really, I mean, I think that both parties have engaged in fraud, the Democrats especially, in my opinion, with all of this stuff chasing Bernie Sanders out of town in the way that they did it. That's fraudulent.
Well, look at the James O'Keefe videos this week. That's pretty telling as well.
Yeah.
The Project Veritas stuff.
Jennifer, you started to say something.
Oh, no, I was agreeing. Yes, the Project Veritas stuff.
Explain that to people that don't know what they're all
James
about.
James O'Keefe is the guy who, if you remember, he was the one that exposed Acorn a few years ago.
Yep.
And then NPR a few years after that.
Right. And so he went undercover within the DNC and found all sorts of things. And the most damaging and troubling is that the DNC and democratically funded charities actually set up, or not charities, but groups, PACs, super
super PACs, essentially. They set up people to go into Trump rallies and incite violence. So if you remember, like in Chicago, when Trump was in Chicago, he couldn't even get into his rally because the risk for people getting hurt was so bad, and people were getting bricks thrown at their heads at Trump rallies. Well, it turns out that these people were being brought into the rallies to start fights with the Trump supporters, and that these were all really shills so that the media could report that Trump rallies were a violent space. And it was all caught on tape, and it was all set up and acknowledged by the DNC.
And then the other thing that they found, you can see the videos. You can watch
it in its entirety. It's not like it's been edited.
It's fascinating. But one of the other things they found, Doug, is that there are people who create companies so that they can hire non-citizens and give them a paycheck. But they don't give them a job, really. They just give them the paperwork. And they're also providing them with cars so that they have a registration. And so that they have a registration for a car and a paycheck. And that gets them to where they can register to vote in some states. And the reason they buy them cars is because they know if they truck these people in on buses, all of a sudden they've got a homegrown conspiracy theory. Oh, a bus came in with a bunch of Hispanic-looking people on it. Let's check it out. So they send them in individually with their own cars, and then the car thing. They're working deals with used car lots to buy cars in bulk.
Don't you wonder what's at stake here? When we talk about a $400,000 a year job, it isn't that. It's what happens after the fact. What is Obama going to do when he gets out of office in January? How is he going to make money? We asked that question about Bill Clinton.
People are going to pay him to speak. I mean, my God.
He wants to work for the UN, too. I mean, forget the speeches, but I think he wants to go to work for the UN.
But there's no money in that. He'll be doing things.
He doesn't need the money, though.
How do you know?
Well, because none of the presidents ever need the money after they're out of office.
28 past the hour.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
34 after the hour now for the review of the items that are of interest on the top of the scale, if you will, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, put together every week for us to discuss. People on talk radio programs around the country, stations, hosts, all are a part of this survey. And then we take the top 10, maybe we don't get to all 10, maybe four or five of them, to parse the language that seems to apply, stuff that you may not have heard. Who wants to talk about Wednesday's debate? Why? There's nothing else to say. Who wants to talk about the Al Smith dinner? Nothing else to say about that. The voter fraud thing, however, is important, I believe, to be talking about. How the polls are being tampered with, that's number two this week. Also, the situation at number four with Daesh and the campaign in the Middle East, and an ancillary part of that are the soldiers. Well, there was one soldier from Illinois, and then there was a civilian employee working for the Army from Oklahoma that were killed this week in Afghanistan. Why? Why were they killed? Because they were there. Why are they there? I would like to have an answer to that question?
Because we left and ISIS came.
Yeah, I mean, right now, one of the, well, in Afghanistan, you still had people on the ground. No one had really left. There are people still there.
Yeah.
In Iraq, you have a big offensive going on where Iraqi forces with our help are trying to recapture Mosul from ISIS.
Why?
Why?
Because if you don't, then you have ISIS.
Well, why are they there? Yeah, why is ISIS there?
Because
we left.
We left.
Why did we leave?
Because we were there.
Why would we be there? I mean, I think this
Who's on first?
Keep going back. No, this is not funny. Think about it.
I know what you're doing. You're going all the way back and trying
to. I'm going back to when Hillary Clinton and her ilk, every member of Congress and in the Senate, voted to go into Iraq to help the military-industrial complex make more money. Look at the investments the Bush family has in these companies. And the reason I asked the question I did about Obama and what he's going to do, look at the Clinton Foundation and all the talk about they're doing great work. The way that they get more money other than raising it is to invest it in certain companies.
Wow, it was
I would love to have
Paul,
you
what's his face,
look
then,
at the list of investments that the Clinton Foundation has. And I'm going to bet dollars for donuts that there's plenty of money invested in companies that do business in war. And it goes on and on.
So why don't we all invest in that? If they're making money on it, why should we?
Exactly.
Because it's immoral.
Let's pull our money. I got $100.
It's unethical. It's unhuman to send other human beings out to give their lives so you can make a buck. And that's really what this is all about. The whole thing is nothing but that. There's nothing good that has come of any incursion that we've been in since World War II. Not a thing. We created North Korea. Look at what a great job that guy is doing. Look around. Who's the first guy who said, okay, let's separate these two countries so that we can have the good guys in the south and the bad guys in the north. And what comes of that?
Well,
you got some kook
we would have
who's
had
got
a whole
nuclear
country.
Bombs.
Yeah. If we didn't, the whole continent or peninsula of Korea would be North Korea.
I suggest
at least the southern part of it is.
You keep telling yourself that, Richie. You tell yourself that that's the only way.
So you think if we let North Korea overrun South Korea, everything would have
worked out fine? No, it wasn't North Korea that was doing it in the first place.
It was China.
Chinese. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the North Koreans and South Koreans. The Chinese just infiltrated because they wanted to see if they could push a little bit further, and they did. But what to what gain?
And
not only do they want more territory, but they also have their own military-industrial complex, as do the Russians. Why do you think Putin is as eager? Look at Putin's investments. That's we all think in terms of
the
West and the way we run.
Putin is doing
the way we run things in the West. They do the same thing over there. And I don't know if there's anything. I could sound like the angry man about this, and maybe I'm the only one who talks about this. Maybe there are others who do or that have woken up to it. At some point in time, there's going to be a consciousness, it seems, that will change all of this. And every time I mention it, that's all I'm aiming at. You think I think with my voice I'm going to change the world? No. But if I change a few people's minds, or if somebody hears this for the first time and says, you know what, that guy makes sense. I don't know who he is. But think about what he's saying. And that's all I care to accomplish with this. I am not angry about it. It upsets me that so many people, and I'm wondering, actually, Victoria, there's this widening gap between the younger minds and what their priorities are and older minds and what their priorities are. You know, we talk about the rich and the poor.
Yeah.
We talk about the people that are healthy and the people who aren't. But there's the biggest divide, I think, isn't about money. It's about age and beliefs. And I think there's nothing in the middle, or very little in the middle. There are people who are Richie's baby boomers plus. Jennifer's in the middle, and she's kind of squeezed. And then there's you, Victoria, and people who are younger than you who have ideas that don't blend with people that are my age and older.
But isn't that ever? But that's every generation.
Not like it is now.
No. Really? Because I feel like it's the same. Because if you were at Woodstock, your parents, you know, railed against everything that, you know, the bra burning and everything, and that was a huge divide between generations. I just think it's the same. It's just different issues.
Yeah. Well, the issue is more important. What was so important?
It was Vietnam back then.
Yeah.
So the same.
Was that the reason for Woodstock? Vietnam?
In part.
I just use that as an example of, you know, but yeah, I mean, I think that that's a, I think that that's just, that always happens with every generation. It's just the issues.
Then why do you think I feel like there's more of a divide? Is it just me?
Because you're getting older.
Excuse me?
Well, we all are. Trust me. I mean, I feel like there's a divide where I go, oh my gosh, I can like, and it's funny because I can listen to Kara or I can listen to Victoria. And I mean, in Victoria's case, I'm only a few years older than her.
Yeah, Jen and I aren't that far apart.
We're not that far apart, but I go, oh my gosh, there's a real divide like right there. Like, and not in a bad way. It's just our life experiences are a little bit different. I mean, maybe that's true with just everybody because we all have our own personal story, but it is sort of noticeable when you get into your later 30s and you have people who are in their early to mid-30s or their late 20s where you go, gosh, it's a little different. Not in a bad way. I mean, we need to celebrate that stuff. The problem is when you get an ageist society, like sometimes when people start to become over the hill and we discount them, that's kind of a problem. But otherwise, I think, I mean, it's good that we have these differences so we can exchange ideas.
Remember, I mean, to me, my the biggest gap that is existing now between me and my parents is technology. That, to me, is a vast divide that has never happened in any generation.
And what's funny is I feel that too. Even though I don't feel like I'm old, I'm like, oh my God, I look at these people in their 20s and in their teens and even like 4-year-olds that are like just whizzing past me in technology because it's just so intuitive, you know. And my generation was the one that we'd go in the fourth grade to the big Apple computer lab and it was like, you know, it was like a big deal. It's weird how that has changed. It's just so commonplace.
Well, the idea here is, yes, there is a divide, there always is, between older and younger, but I think that the technology certainly separates us. I'm thinking about last night at dinner. My son and my daughter have both embraced the same thing that Rich has in terms of Apple products, iPhones, iPads, Mac, laptops, that kind of stuff. And so Brendan and I are trying to figure out how to take the iPhone. I got a new iPhone. We're trying to figure out how to use it in a couple of certain examples. And he doesn't know any more than I do. He just, we were fiddling around. Because I asked him to do things that he'd never done before. Because I'm trying to use it in a different way than he uses it.
Sure.
And that's partially what's going on. But it was just fun. We had just a huge laugh over it, all of the three of us, my two children and I, just had a huge laugh over me fiddling around with a thing, looking or trying to look like I know what I'm doing. But it really is. It's so easy for them, and it's not easy for me because it isn't where I come from. Well, in reality, it isn't really where they came from either, but they've used it since the beginning. I resisted it at the beginning, and now Richie will tell you that I've adopted things as I felt comfortable doing it or I felt it necessary to do it. And so that's, you know, that's part of my growth curve. And what I don't really want us to think is that we stop learning because we get older. And I think that's the prejudice that gets shown sometimes by younger people who don't have any tolerance for the way it either was or the way, you know, people who aren't as smart as they are when it comes to certain tools. There's a discrimination there that is as bad as the racial discrimination or the discrimination between the haves and the have-nots, I think, frankly. What do I accomplish by having
said all of that? Several months back, we talked to somebody who had a new book or a movie or something like that, and they were going through elections, and I don't think it changes. I think it's the same. I think it's always been the same. I think it'll always be the same.
You get more conservative as you get older?
No. They were going through elections, and they were had circumstances where the candidates were just being nasty and rude to the other candidates. So far in that, they were taking out their mother and their wives and saying their wives are ugly and she's a tramp and all this other stuff. So I think we always think it's worse now than it was when we were young. Hmm. But I don't think it is. I just think we have a different perspective.
Well, maybe we're paying more attention to it.
Yeah.
I've never seen a candidate like Donald Trump before, though, in a national election.
But, oh, no. Maybe.
He's different in our lifetime, but you read these books about, you know, you go back 150 years.
But Greg Stebbins wrote the White House Confidential.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. But, I mean, you go back, and they were nasty. I mean, they were...
Well, during the Peacock Dome era, and, during when it occurred, but there wasn't news media to cover it. So, the same sort of thing. Maybe personalities haven't changed. It's just the way we get our information.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's the key. Yeah. That's it.
My grandmother always used to say, times change, but humans never do. Human nature doesn't.
Mm-hmm. 45 past the hour.
Get to Kohl's Friday through Sunday and take an extra 15% off your entire purchase when you spend under $100, or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. That's on top of 40 to 50% off outerwear for the family, a Ninja coffee bar for $159.99, and $8.99 Sonoma quick dry towels. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/14 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that makes sense.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrans.
Let me pay attention to the people on the list. Josh Brown, John Kerry, Julian Assange, Rodrigo Duterte, Paul Ryan, Pukin Putin, Patrick Kennedy, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Those are the names on the list. I didn't want to go through the hour and not at least have mentioned them, but we got stuck on two or three stories that are very important this week. Thank you for your attention. Rich, thanks you. Jennifer, thanks you. Victoria, thanks you.
Absolutely.
And Doug, thanks you.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProVimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Godly stepping on bass.
Yeah, right?
For the guys that do the acapella, the
pentatonics.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, make all the orchestration sounds themselves.
You could be one of them.
Yeah, you can audition.
How am I doing so far, Chuck? Are you digging this or not?
Very good, Doug. Very good.
Okay, music for Mission Impossible, The Herald, Jack Reacher. What's the story here?
Yeah, I mean, I know the Tom Cruise movie comes out. Jack Reacher never looks back. You know, for fans of Mission Impossible, if you like this theme, there's another one in production. Mission Impossible, I believe, 6 will go into production soon and be released in 2018.
All right. So, Tom Cruise, a lot of people like to put him down. He still opens the movie. He still gets people to go to the movies. He still is a movie. He's still a star.
Let's put it this way. He's still a power player in the business. And if you look, guy, and that's not an easy phrase to say, because if you look at the careers of other actors in his generation, let's go like Bruce Willis, John Cusack, Nicolas Cage. I'm not saying they were ever as big as Tom Cruise, although Bruce Willis was. Mm-hmm. They're making movies that go straight to your Walmart DVD shelf. And Tom Cruise is getting studios to finance $100 million movies, you know, over and over again. The budget for Jack Reacher 2 is $96 million, which is a very high budget, considering the first Jack Reacher, I think, only made like $50 million at the U.S. box office. So
what's the difference between Tom Cruise and Bruce Willis? Why do we go see his movies and not Bruce Willis?
Tom Cruise maintained his hair.
I was just going to say, hair is literally the difference.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
But Willis is also, it's personality. Cruz wants to be there. It appears that Bruce Willis doesn't really care whether he's there. He wants to be busy. Willis has made a lot of money. Cruz has made a lot of money. It gets to the point where maybe money isn't the object lesson. There's
That's
something else
yeah.
going on here. And so what is Willis squandering the opportunity he has to continue to be a star? Well, he must have made a decision. And I think maybe you could decision.
But I also think, I do believe age plays some sort of a factor in that.
Same age.
I love Bruce Willis' Die Hard franchise, not the last one, but the first four. Mm-hmm. But I think the studio looks at Bruce Willis and says, the guy's 61 years old. Is he viable to attract the younger audience if we continue with the Die Hard franchise, where I think Tom Cruise has a much stronger appeal to women in his mid-50s, because the guy looks like he's 40. He looks great.
He does look amazing for his age.
So you think it's looks. So Stallone and Schwarzenegger and those guys that do, isn't there another one of those, what do they call that movie? Expendables?
Yeah, I mean, Steven Seagal, Van Damme, their careers have been washed up for a really long time. But it is amazing, though, if you really give thought to, and I don't know their inner circle or how their agents or what their bills are, but you say to yourself, why would Bruce Willis and John Cusack do 20, minimum 20 movies that went straight to DVD? Like, I don't see it as being a good career move, and they make a few bucks off it, obviously, but wouldn't you hold out for that good role or franchise property like with Tom Cruise? Is he's got attached to the Mission Impossible franchise, and he just attached himself to Universal's The Mummy, which is going to be a big franchise, which is going to spin off a lot of the classic Universal monsters like Dracula, the Wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, all in one series. So he's going to be doing that for the next 10 years.
Let me ask you this, though. At what point does Tom Cruise start doing good Tom Hanks movies where he's doing the Notebook type thing?
Because Tom Cruise can act. Like, he's versatile. I mean, I'd like to see him
funny, dramatic.
But is he typecasting himself now?
That's a good question. If you go back 15 years into Tom Cruise's career, when he started doing supporting roles like the movie Magnolia, he played that motivational speaker.
But Jerry Maguire, he was amazing.
Jerry Maguire is my favorite Tom Cruise movie. But clearly Tom Cruise wants the biggest paycheck still at this point, and that's why he's attached himself to the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, because he has a choice. He's
gotta
making
keep
this
that Scientology
choice.
Church,
all right, let's get to what's happening this weekend at the box office, Chucker.
Well, besides Jack Reacher, which is tracking at around a $20 million opening, you got Boo, A Medea Halloween with Tyler Perry. That's tracking at around a $17 million opening weekend. I will not be one of the participants watching that one. Keeping Up with the Joneses, a new comedy with Zach Galifianakis and Isla Fisher, John Hamm, tracking awful at just a $6 million opening. And then we got a standard horror movie, Ouija, which is Ouija Board, Origin of Evil, tracking at around a $16 million opening.
That's Redoggle Bay.
Right. Thank you, Chugger. 59 past the hour.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.